ali, ó. Faz dom, faz dom. This one.
Anyway, he just goes class by class. So start with year 1A. When you start with deceptions. So we start with Malibu book to deception. He just needs to go one by one. First, second, and the student of the year. Move on to the other deceptions.
So far, there's only about 35 exceptions. send it to me. I told to send it to me.
Then it's just easy to read it out. You can read it off the computer as well.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ما شاء الله that made me so happy. And I'm sure it made all the parents happy. And today's salam, I think, will be even louder than tomorrow's salam. MashaAllah. Well done to all the boys and girls. Why do we say salam? Ji. We get rewards. Yes. We get rewards. So if somebody says assalamu alaikum, do we know how many rewards we get? 10? 10, very good. And if we say wa rahmatullahi, how many rewards do we get? 20. And if we say wa barakatuh, how many rewards do we get? 30. What about if somebody says hello? 0. That's why we say salam to our parents, we say salam to our teachers, we say salam to our brothers and sisters. Yeah? MashaAllah. I want to welcome all of our parents to our annual awards Jalsa ceremony for our reception and year one boys and girls. I think we all remember, especially for those whose boys and girls are in year one this year, that last year it was very kind of compact, it was very squashy in the Madrasa building, so we decided that we'll hold it here where it's a bit more airy, where there's more space for everybody to kind of relax, inshallah. And our boys and girls this year have put an enormous amount of effort in and completed their asbaq, their learning, and really did us proud as a madrasa. And we want to thank all of our teachers for the hard work that they put in throughout the full year. It's not easy for many of our teachers who work full time, maybe an 8-to-4 job. They come home, maybe have a cup of tea, coffee, and straight into madrasa, and more or less over 205 days a year. This is the kind of sacrifice that they give, and this is why we thank our teachers. Our thanking is not enough. They will be thanked and rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their efforts that they have made towards our future generations. And for that we say, Jazakumullahu khayran, ahsan al-jaza fi al-darain. Our boys and girls, like I said, have really done us proud. Coming to madrasa with a smile, happy, and causing, you know, so much smiles within the madrasa itself. When they're coming to madrasa, they're smiling. When they leave the madrasa, they're smiling. Sometimes, of course, the children, they get a bit scared, or they may be missing their mom or dad, and these things do happen. But the more time they spend in madrasa, the more comfortable they become. And mashallah, they've really performed really well. Yesterday was, I think the parents should be thanking us, because we took them Fantasia, and after that, they were absolutely shattered. So, jazakallah, we'll expect a jazakallah from the parents later on for that, inshallah. I mean, our kids these days, within 5 minutes, they're asking us, when are we going to get our drink? When are we going to get sweets? When are we going to get pizza? So maybe next year, Mullah Usman, we'll have to factor that in, that let's organize some pizzas and some food for them. But they really had a great time. Even some of our teachers were on the slides. So mashallah, it was a really, really good event. They tried to get me on it, but I decided not to go on it this year. But it was really good to see. And inshallah, we hope to continue having extracurricular activities for all of our boys and girls for the hard work that they put in. Some of the parents have said over the course of the year, or over the last couple of years that I've been here, that why have you stopped doing presents? I mean, I don't know where to start with that one. When I was in madrasa, one time I got a towel set. I went home, and this is when I was in London, when we were studying in London, and my mom said, what am I going to do with these towels? They had all flowers and all sorts of different things on there. So I don't. That's why we stopped doing. Sometimes we got a wristwatch. Sometimes we got a wristwatch, and it was working on Saturday. By the time Monday came around, it wasn't working. So we had different types of presents, and we thought, let's move away from this, because every child is different, and they'll be like, I don't know whether I like this present. Do I like this? Do I not? So we just thought best thing is to have a communal kind of event, a trip, which the children really loved and enjoyed. And jazakallah to the parents as well. It was fantastic yesterday. It was like clockwork. Parents came in, took their child, and went back. And it was absolutely amazing. We're going to move on, inshallah, before I start into a lecture. And today is not about a lecture, nothing about me, but just the achievements of our madrasa and achievements of our staff, and most importantly, achievement of our students. So we're going to start off our jalsa with a performance by the year one class, Maulana Suleiman Bamji's class, year one class, inshallah. So if I can ask the children to come forward. So this will be performed by the girls in the class, inshallah. Stand in front here. Yeah, don't be shy. Let's move forward as a group, yeah?
يا بث ليت بكل الأنبياء يا من في قلب كرامات للناس يا من ألفت قلوبا بالإحسان يا حبيبي يا شافعي يا رسول الله بأمي وأبي فديتك سيدي صلاة وسلام
MashaAllah, that was amazing. That was such a nice nasheed and really well sung by all the girls from Maulana Suleiman Bamji's class. Fantastic, very good. And inshallah, we'll do the same next year. Inshallah. We also have a performance from year one. This time the boys, inshallah. So if I can ask the boys to come forward now and perform in front of the rest of the students, staff, and also all of our parents who are here. MashaAllah to the boys who went over the sixth kalima with all of the students. And it's really amazing when we walk through the madrasa foyer area and into the hall, into the old masjid building and past the classrooms, and together all the boys and girls are reciting kalima, reciting the adi'iyya and praying their ahsanul qawaid. And it really fills all of us with so much happiness to see our future generations reciting and learning to read the Quran and remembering these dua and kalimas. And inshallah, we hope and we pray that they continue to do so. And we hope and that we pray, inshallah, that there are stars here who will continue to guide the Muslim Ummah. I was saying in the reception induction, which happened last week on the 17th of July, that I went to a country not too far from here called Bosnia, and we went to a masjid in the rural areas of Bosnia, and we saw there that it was a weekend, Sunday, and we met the sheikh there, the teacher, and he spoke a little bit of English, and he was thanking us. So we said to him, I said to him that, Sheikh, why are you thanking us? And he said, I'm thanking you because it's your achievements as a community in the UK that you set up the madrasa system, and we have copied what you are doing. If we didn't copy what you are doing and set up this madrasa system, we don't know where our children would be. And mashallah, there in Bosnia, the children were coming, they were all happy, and after they'd finished their madrasa, they had a bakery there, and they'd go to the bakery and they'd get their Nutella wraps and things like that that they were wanted to eat after madrasa. And this is how they kind of encourage the students to come to the madrasa on a weekend. Alhamdulillah, our system is so great that Monday to Friday, they're coming here, they're coming to learn, and they're absolutely doing amazing, all of our children in the madrasa. I would ask parents, mashallah, it's been good this year, but to continue as we move forward into year one and year two, that our attendance, inshallah, improves. And if our attendance improves in our madrasa, inshallah, it means our barhai, our mode of learning for our students will also improve, inshallah. I know parents will now be waiting that who has come first, second and third, and who has done well. And really, please, I would say, and last year I did see this, that parents were walking away disappointed. And I do understand that there will be some disappointment if your child has not come first, second and third. But let me make it quite clear that all of our children have done really well this year, mashallah. Really well. I've looked at the results and mashallah, they've done really well. Of course, there will be room for improvement for everybody, but mashallah, they've done absolutely amazing. And through your efforts, through the efforts of our teachers, inshallah, we'll continue to strive to do better as a madrasa, inshallah. If I can now kindly call out all the reception classes, inshallah, in order. And what we want to do is with our reception classes, because they've all performed really greatly, we want to give all of our reception classes a medal. So, we'll start with Maulana Abu Bakr's class. And one by one, inshallah, all the children will be getting a medal. MashaAllah. So MashaAllah, all the boys and girls will be getting their own medal from reception. Now I'd like to call Mufti Naeem Saab's class, and if all the boys and girls from Mufti Naeem's class, they can come forward inshallah and receive their medals. So, mashallah, like I said, all the boys and girls have received a medal. And now we move on to Maulana Abu Bakr's class, reception, third place, Isa Saudi. He's not here. Has he gone to Saudi? Chalo. Second place in reception, Lina Narod. She's not here as well. Okay, I'll take that certificate then, inshallah. First place in reception, Hassan Ali Muhammad. MashaAllah, Hassan Ali Muhammad attained first place in his class, MashaAllah. And because it was a joint first place in reception class, Muhammad Mustafa has also achieved first place. MashaAllah, Muhammad Mustafa. Third place, this is not my son, but mashallah, he's our children from our madrasa. Third place in reception, Yusuf Karolia. Yusuf Karolia, mashallah. Children are so impressionable, mashallah, and they look up to us so much that upon occasion, I was once at a restaurant somewhere eating. And we are allowed to go to restaurants, contrary to what people think. So we were eating, and as we were entering the restaurant here in Blackburn, Yusuf saw me, and he was beaming. He was smiling that, you know, my Maulana, my Ustad just doesn't live in the masjid and doesn't, you know, actually has a life outside of the madrasa. So he was smiling when he saw me. And to this day, every day he sees me, he says, "I saw you." I said, "Where did you see me?" He said, "I saw you, we went to eat." So they remember everything. Our children are like sponges. They remember everything. They look at us. We are their role models. And this is why it's said that children are the best imitators. So give them something great to imitate. Children are the best imitators. So give them something great to imitate. And this is what the culture that we want to create within our madrasa as well, through our staff, through our teachers, through our parents, how we treat our children, what kind of example we are, what kind of role models we are. This is what we want to do, inshallah. So every time he sees me and any other child as well, anything that they see, they remember it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our children and keep them innocent the way they are, mashallah. We move on to a joint third position in reception class. So joint third is Sumayya Aswad, mashallah. Sumayya Aswad. And Sumayya is, mashallah, one of our teachers, Hafiz Imran's daughter, mashallah. Well done, Sumayya. So we have joint second position for reception. In second place, Zahra Diwan. Zahra Diwan, mashallah. Well done. And straight away, you will notice, this is how our children are. Whenever they get something, they look for their parents. They look for their parents and they'll want to see, are their parents happy? Have they acknowledged them? And mashallah, this year, it's not a complaint, it's not a criticism about anybody. This is an awards jalsa. But at times we see parents, and of course we have so many things on our mind. We come to pick up and collect our children and we're too busy with our phone. So we're walking and we're with our phone. Chaldikra, come on, let's go. And we're on our phone. And this creates a negative impact on our children. It's not something that, you know, it's encouraged. But mashallah, it's improving day by day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to rectify our ways. We move on to reception. Second place, joint Umar Patel. Umar Patel, mashallah. Mashallah. Well done, Umar. And first place in reception class, Amina Chobdat. Amina Chobdat, mashallah, fantastic. Well done, Amina. So Amina is the sister of one of our boys in Hifz class who completed his Hifz last Friday, inshallah, in just under 2.5 years. He completed the memorization of the Holy Quran, mashallah. So that's his sister. Well done to that class and to all the boys and girls. And remember, if you didn't come first, second and third, you're still all winners and you still have done really well. And inshallah, in future years, you can also get this award. We move on to 1A. We move on to 1A in third place, Mustaqima Jasad. Mustaqima Jasad, mashallah, well done, Mustaqima. Yeah, give her a medal. Mashallah, well done to Mustaqima. Now we have a joint in second place, 1A, Muaz Hans Lord, mashallah. Muaz Hans Lord. Well done, Muaz. And tied with him is Muhammad Abdullah. Muhammad Abdullah. MashaAllah. Ya Allah. We'll have to ask Maulana Ibrahim if this has ever happened in the history of Nur Islam. Three joint first places. MashaAllah. So, in no particular order, year 1A, joint first place, Fatima Haruni. MashaAllah. She's here? She's just come in and... MashaAllah, well done, Fatima. And joint first place, Nabiha Siddat. Nabiha Siddat, MashaAllah. Well done, Nabiha. And joint first, Asma Abu Bakr Siddat. MashaAllah, Asma, well done. Very good. MashaAllah to all of the boys and girls who have got a place. MashaAllah. Joint third place in year 1B, Alicia Patel. MashaAllah, Alicia Patel. Joint third place. MashaAllah, well done, Alicia. Joint third place in year 1B, Bilal Badat. MashaAllah, Bilal Badat. Inshallah, well done, Bilal. Second. Joint second position in year 1B, Musa Muhammad. Musa Muhammad, MashaAllah. Okay, second position joint was Aidin, who's not here today. MashaAllah, well done to Aidin as well. And we have two joint first in year 1B. Alina Namaji. MashaAllah, Alina Namaji. Who is the daughter of Maulana Sahal. MashaAllah. Fantastic. And year 1B... joint first place, Muhammad Satia. MashaAllah. Muhammad Satia, MashaAllah. Well done to him. Fantastic. So we now move on to our student of the year category, and Mufti Naeem's class, student of the year, Sara Bamji, MashaAllah, Sara Bamji, MashaAllah, well done, Sara. The second session for reception, class student of the year, Umar Patel. MashaAllah, Umar Patel, student of the year, MashaAllah, and also attained second place. Maulana Abu Bakr's class, reception, Minahil Fatima. MashaAllah, student of the year, Minahil. MashaAllah, well done, Minahil. Yes, I remember taking her assessment, and MashaAllah, she did really well, as did the rest of the class. Student of the year, Zahra Lorgat. MashaAllah, Zahra, well done. Very good. Reception class, Maulana Abu Bakr's class, student of the year, Muhammad Hamza Muhibbi. MashaAllah. Well done, Muhammad. And again, same class. MashaAllah, is that his brother? Oh, amazing. He's going to give him a hug. MashaAllah, that's amazing to see. Fantastic. And student of the year, again, Maulana Abu Bakr's class, Umar Mahmood. He's not here today, but he also attained student of the year. MashaAllah. Well done to all of the boys and girls who came first, second and third, who got student of the year. And again, I want to thank all the teachers for their efforts. I want to thank all the parents for your efforts. And most importantly, we thank the students for the efforts that they put in, all their hard work. And I do ask that we set some time during the holidays to sit with our children so they do not forget what they have learned, inshallah, and they continue to progress in their madrasa journey. MashaAllah, fantastic. Well done to everybody. I think everybody is now looking forward to their treat, which has been organized by Madrasa Nur Islam. Free ice cream treat. Sadly, it's only for the students this year. Maybe in the future we can have it for the parents. I got a message early this morning from one of the parents who knows me quite well. And he said, why are you discriminating against the parents by not giving us ice cream? So maybe in the future we can have ice cream for the parents. But I'm sure parents will see their children having ice cream and they'll be happy. The weather, for once, alhamdulillah, in Blackburn is good also. It's not lashing it down. So I'm sure the students will enjoy the ice cream. Jazakallah to all the parents. MashaAllah, such a great number of parents who have turned up and attended for the reception year one Jalsa. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll have our Jalsa for the rest of the classes, year two and above, for boys and girls, and also for our HIFS classes. If I can urge parents to attend that Jalsa, because last year, when we did have our Jalsa, literally there was just a sporadic few number of parents. I think we as parents, we get really excited when they're really nanne munne, really small children, reception year one age, and they're begging us that make sure you come. I want to see you there. Are you going to come? Are you going to come? Are you going to come? By the time they get to year three, year four, they're not really too bothered whether their parents come or not. But I think it's really kind of motivating for the student or for the child to see their parents in the crowd in the Jalsa. So I do urge parents to come to our Jalsa tomorrow again. It'll take place here. Sisters' entrance will be from the Walter Street side. Males' entrance will be from here. We'll start at 5:30, inshallah. It'll be a similar format, but it'll be a bit more performances from our students and, inshallah, more classes. So I do urge parents, inshallah, to come to our Jalsa tomorrow. Thursday, inshallah, we'll be having classroom celebration, so all the children will be treated to some food. And then Friday, inshallah, we're planning our reports for our students. Reception classes, their classes will finish from today, inshallah. So they are not required to come Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They can relax and enjoy their time with their parents at home. Some of the parents are probably thinking we needed another 3 more days off. But we're going to break up from today, inshallah, for the reception classes. Again, jazakallah to everybody for attending. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of sadaqah jariyah for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way He has united us here today, reunite us in the akhirah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. What we'll do, inshallah, is the teachers will take our students outside, inshallah, and systematically they'll get their ice cream, and then the parents can then, from taking permission from the teacher, take their child with them, inshallah, take them home. Inshallah. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
بسم الله.